and watching television. The book looks at how he exploited his public position as a taxpayer-funded special representative for trade and investment to develop his own business activities and those of his ex-wife and two daughters, and it reveals fresh information about his connections and those of Sarah Ferguson with the paedophile and financier Jeffrey Epstein, which began earlier, lasted longer, and were more extensive than has hitherto been realized. The book also covers his dealings with Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, and Mark Thatcher. Sarah Ferguson's story is equally complex, marked by ambition, financial recklessness, and a tumultuous relationship with the media and constant reinvention. She was initially seen as a breath of fresh air, but her exploitation of her royal status has seen her join her ex-husband as a hugely diminished figure. Ferguson, from whom he was divorced in 1996, though she still uses her title, still lives with him. For many years, he supported her financially and stood by her publicly. Now those roles have been reversed. The ex-wife has made and lost several fortunes, has been a huge force for good with her charitable endeavors, but has also been accused of using them for social networking and to make money for herself. The two have been called the Royal Odd Couple, as people have struggled to understand how a partnership that lasted only 6 years before separation should have endured to this day. This is not just a book about a royal marriage, but about the monarchy itself, its current role and its future as it navigates changing expectations and accountability. It shows the relationship with the press, of how rival courts have briefed against each other to secure more favourable media coverage for their members, and the horse deals done to protect the principals. Through the prism of a royal couple who have both defined and defied the monarchy, entitled The Rise and Fall of the House of York, has, in the words of one commentator, a headline on every page. Prologue, 23rd of July, 1986. The father of the groom and mother of the bride, lovers 20 years earlier, sat in the third carriage waving to the crowds. Prince Philip and Susan Barrantes, whose former husband was Prince Charles's polo manager, had been part of the same social circle for years. Now they were together, publicly celebrating the marriage of Prince Andrew to Sarah Ferguson. That morning, Andrew had been made Duke of York, the traditional title for the monarch's second son and last held by the Queen's father, and also granted the Scottish and Irish titles Earl of Inverness and Baron Killyleagh. Ferguson, too, had a new coat of arms, with its prophetic motto, Ex adversis felicitas crescit, out of adversity, happiness grows. The red-haired bride looked striking in a wedding dress designed by the couturier Linka Chirac, in ivory Duchess satin with heavy beadwork incorporating the Ferguson coat of arms, a honey bee on a thistle, and symbols such as hearts for romance and anchors and waves representing the groom's naval background. Though Chirac had vetoed the bride's desire for decorative teddy bears and helicopters, the 17-foot train bore the letters A and S intertwined in silver beads. Teddy bears were also to be a motif of the wedding gifts, which included a teddy teapot and mugs, pictures of Beatrix Potter animals, ashtrays decorated with butterflies and bugs, matching tankards initialed A and S, and a dustbin with A and S and their pictures on the front. Ferguson gave her new husband a 30-inch solid silver helicopter that opened up to reveal valuable miniatures, one of which was a silver teddy bear. The bride entered Westminster Abbey to a fanfare from the Royal Marines and Edward Elgar's Imperial March. Behind her, as pages and bridesmaids, came Peter and Zara Phillips, the children of Princess Anne, Prince William, then aged 4, Sarah's half-brother Andrew, and a nephew, the boys in 17th-century midshipman dress uniforms or sailor suits, the girls in peach dresses. At the altar waited the Archbishop of Canterbury, Robert Runcie, and Andrew, the most handsome of the Queen's children, with his toothy smile, in the uniform of a naval lieutenant,